Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We have lots to be thankful for, no question about that. We'll go through that exercise with all of us here on the DJV program. 7 after the hour, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. Going back to the first Thanksgiving Day, and Victoria's going to snarl. Yeah, what do you remember about that, Doug?
But guess what? You shouldn't have to say anything because you snarled, sir.
Right, exactly. I saw a bunch of pilgrims gathered around a campfire with some natives. They were cooking up wild turkeys. The first Thanksgiving Day actually was
they didn't even have wild turkey back then.
No, they didn't, exactly. Right. There are a lot of people that tell that story.
It's unbelievable what we're taught. I mean,
yeah, right. Nonsense, frankly. First holiday that was ever proclaimed in America was November the 26th, 1789. That was when the first group, the House and the Senate, requested that George Washington proclaim a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts and the favor of the gods, I guess Almighty God, they were not gods then, the opportunity that we have had to establish a form of government that is good for now Americans. They're safe. They're happy. And that's how it all gets started, actually. In 1827, Mrs. Sarah Hale began lobbying presidents for the creation of Thanksgiving as a national holiday. But it wasn't really until Abraham Lincoln was president in 1863, the Thanksgiving Day Proclamation, in fact, the fourth Thursday of November. And that happened, actually, not until Roosevelt was president, Franklin Roosevelt, and approved by Congress just before we went into the Second World War in 1941. If it hadn't been approved before the war, I'm going to bet it wouldn't have been approved until after the war, because they didn't do anything except focus on the war for the almost 5 years that we were in the war. And so, anyway, it's kind of a nice thing to... Do you feel like you have to tell people... Excuse me, that they're your friends and that you're thankful that they're in your life? Is it necessary for me to tell the three of you how thankful I am that you are in my life?
Every day.
Okay.
Truly, well, because you know what? You have to enjoy the moment. I don't know. I like to tell people
what I think.
Yeah. Because if you don't, I don't know. I feel like there's so many people who think, well, I can always say that tomorrow. And then sometimes
tomorrow doesn't come. Yep. Right, exactly. 'Twas the night of Thanksgiving, but I just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards. I tried counting sheep. The leftovers beckoned, the dark meat, the white. But I fought the temptation with all of my might, tossing and turning with anticipation. The thought of a snack became infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, and gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. I gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, pickles and carrots, beans and tomatoes. I felt myself swelling so plump and so round, till all of a sudden I rose off the ground. I crashed through the ceiling, floating into the sky, with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie. But I managed to yell as I soared past the trees, "Happy eating to all, past the cranberries, please." There it is. The official indoctrination. Last night went to a meeting, and my friend Joe wanted me to stop by his house for some pie, and so I did. It's probably the best apple pie that I've had for. So that was kind of the official start of the holiday for me, and going out to be with my new grandson and my other grandson and my children. Kind of a cool thing. Lots to be thankful for. One of the things that I think as a public service that we ought to do here, maybe a little bit more, and not just holiday stress, But people, you know, we talk about all these things, what's going on in the world. We offer our thoughts on things that are important to most people that are listening. And then I think to myself sometimes, if we don't, by doing that, create a lot of stress in people's lives. And then I think about what creates stress in our lives. A lot of the tension that we feel, especially during the holidays, is a sort of a result of expectations, isn't it? When you think about what you do for holidays. Jennifer, you work so hard to make everybody happy. And then there may be somebody that comes around that you've cooked for or you have a present for, and they don't necessarily show as much appreciation. Does that bother you?
That's okay. I mean, look, sometimes in my... I am human, and so sometimes there, when you feel, and this usually happens with people who are closest to you, you go, ugh, I do all of this, and blah, 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 but most of those days don't exist for me, because I like doing that. The reason I do things for other
there
people
it is. That's
is because I like it.
Yep.
It makes
that's
me feel
not,
good.
Don't expect somebody to give you back what you... If you have expectations that somebody's going to goo-goo gaga all over you because you've done something for them, you've defeated
it's
the purpose
happen.
Of
right.
doing... Well, it might, but yeah. that defeats the purpose of doing those sorts of things. I think it is, anyway. I think it's silly. So from now until January, you're going to feel pressured if you allow yourself to feel pressured. Like Jennifer's been saying, get to the airport early because there's a big long line. Well
I'm not trying to pressure you. I just, my mom had to drop someone off at the airport this week, and she said that it was as crowded as she's seen it during the pandemic. We kind of forget, because I know, I don't know, Victoria, if you've traveled. Have you traveled during the pandemic?
No.
Okay. So, like, I think, Jay, you've traveled, I've traveled, and Doug, you've traveled. And it's been pretty easy, pandemic style. I mean, yeah, you might get a line here or there, but it's been pretty easy to get through airports. And so I was just giving you the fair warning that even at a small, not LAX airport in California, that I guess the place was just popping. So
well,
all I'm
seeing everywhere,
I know how
Nashville was
Doug
so
runs.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't give myself a lot of time.
No, and so I just want to make sure you don't miss that flight because it is so crowded and there are a lot of people on those flights, you may not be able to jump on another flight like you might do. So get there. That's all. I know you want to see your grandson. That's why I was giving you
I do, in fact. That'll make the holiday season, and that's really a great time to have a child, I think. Although, is it? Is it a good time? Do the children get lost in the holiday spirit?
I always thought it would stink to have a birthday, not necessarily around Christmas, but like Christmas week. I know your daughter does. I have another friend.
Miles
who
does too. Miles is December 22nd. Megan is December 27th. So right around Christmas. What does that do for Christmas? I don't know whether it makes a difference or not. We always made sure.
It did for me growing up. I'm January 4th.
Because you're close.
So I'm far enough out that, like, you know, it should have been separate gifts between birthday and Christmas, but it was not. And so,
how did those expectations get built up in you? Speaking about stress, what did your mother or your father or your whoever was giving you gifts? What did they say? Well, it's so close to your birthday here. This is a gift for
both. Parents didn't do it, but, you know, it happened a lot with other family relatives and, you know, it just.
Probably cheap.
Well, but people just tend to, like, kind of lump that all in. January 4th is. Typically, I was never back in school, so like when you have like your, you know, class birthday
parties and stuff,
you know, like I never had any of that. Like, it's just because it was just that weird time where everyone was still on winter break. So
I have a friend whose kid is around Christmas week, and the kid's always out of school. They don't get to do the class stuff, and so they would always do the 6-month birthday that they would celebrate, so that it was away. It was away from the celebrations.
Well, your birthday,
which I thought was kind of a good idea.
In February, is it close to Valentine's Day? I always forget when your birthday actually is. You always remember mine. 6th. Oh, good for you, Victoria.
Thank you, Victoria.
Jay, when's your birthday?
May 10th, so every two years it falls on Mother's Day.
So Jay's out of it. Okay, we don't have to worry about Jay being tied to anything else. It'll be her day, and that's it. With Jennifer,
Mother's Day every so many years.
You did
I don't allow for sharing on my birthday. My birthday is my birthday.
So do we feel like this week, this next month or so, is going to be stressful? And do we even know what that word is so overused? I think that we don't really understand what it means. Because some stress, actually, people say, oh, stress. Some stress is good for you, frankly. It's good for your body to stress it out if you're exercising, running, whatever it is. It's sometimes good for your mind to stress it out so that you can keep the blood flowing into your brain, and that eliminates all kinds of problems as you get older. So to just try to eliminate stress for the sake of eliminating stress and not even knowing what the definition of stress is or what's good stress and bad stress is part of a, I don't want to call it a problem, but I think if you strive to have a good holiday, you take charge of whatever it is that's going on in your life. Don't let somebody else run it for you. Do what it is that you think is going to bring you happiness. And that's why I did. I don't usually travel on Thanksgiving. You know that. That usually was on the air on Thanksgiving Day. But I, this year, think that that it's because I have a new grandson and because I've scoped the situation out and because I have an opportunity to go to Hawaii for a few days, it all kind of fit together. And I'm not stressed at all. The ladies were asking me off the air, how do I feel? I'm excited. I'm excited, thrilled to meet this little kid who popped out a couple of days ago. That's my son's son. And then I always love spending miles. We have such fun together. That'll be a great way. And then, you know, there are other things. I love to travel. People say, oh, don't you hate getting on a plane? No, I don't, actually. I don't even, you know, I was annoyed and kind of stressed out because it took 2 months for the TSA to actually figure out that I wasn't a bad guy and that I should have pre-check. But I have that now, so I know that there will be a line and it'll be longer than usual. But I'm thankful for the fact that these sorts of things, remember I used to grouse all the time about the TSA because it's just phony, baloney theater. But, you know, because
well,
it doesn't
appreciate it now, because when the federal mandates go in, from what I've heard only 40% of the TSA is actually all fully vaccinated. So what that does, if that's a true number, and this is just something I heard from someone in the TSA making estimates, that's a true number. Well, it's already annoying with full staff of TSA. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Right. They'll all be working 12-hour shifts. That'll be good. Well, they'll be there. Maybe they'll be working or not. Remains to be seen. So happy Thanksgiving anyway. We're dealt with the stress stuff. We'll talk about some of the things that are actually going on for Thanksgiving as we continue here on the DJV programs, 18 after the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's move into the trending zone here on the DJV program. The essence of things that Jay finds that are applicable in terms of trending from social media. A lot of other things, we're following always the trending things. So let's remind people how they can win the Works prize package. A quick reminder about our Works giveaway, Jay.
Yeah, go to at DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tell us your favorite holiday memory. And that is your chance to win a Works prize pack valued at $350. And it's a Nitro 20-volt drill driver and impact driver combo, plus a Nitro 20-volt 4.5-inch compact circular saw from Works.
What would you use that for, Jay? Yeah. Well,
oh, I'm not handy by any means.
That's okay. That's good.
You have to grunt. Right. That'll sell it more. Grunt when you
say. Yeah, right. Exactly.
These are awesome. I wish I was more handy because these would be so great. I used to collect wine bottles because I always had the intentions of doing something incredible, like making a chandelier or a wall, you know, and just never worked out for me.
Really? That's good.
I could build a house out of my wine bottles.
You could build one because you'd be exhausted.
With these tools, you could.
Hey. All right, the Grammy nominations have been announced. What are we thinking about the Grammys? Is there anybody in here whose name we would recognize?
ABBA. You've got Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
Ooh, yeah, okay, this is good.
Yeah, ABBA, Tony Bennett, and Lady Gaga for Record of the Year. Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, Love for Sale for Album of the Year. You have Billie Eilish listed a few times. And one of the big things, well, a couple of the big things regarding this, there's typically 86 categories in total for the Grammy Awards. And this year they added two more fields, a Best Global Music Performance, Musical Performance, which is the global music field, and then Best Musica Urbana Album for Latin Music Field. And then also the way that they vote, the Recording Academy eliminated nominations review committees in general. And now winners will now be determined by a majority of peer-to-peer votes of Recording Academy voting members. So that's kind of big.
So
takes away some of the politics that were involved that they've been accused of over the years.
Well, all of those award shows are all political. So who's Doja Cat?
Pop singer.
She's like pop and rap and hip-hop.
Featuring SZA. Who's SZA?
SZA.
SZA, okay. Good to know. And who's Silk Sonic? I must have missed that.
Silk Sonic you liked. That's Bruno Mars and Anderson Paak.
I like Bruno Mars. Yeah.
Well, you like Silk Sonic. Remember we played? Played their stuff, and it's very 70s disco.
Well, right. And last year at the Grammys, they were the ones that campaigned, like, hey, we just want to work. Can we please perform at the award show? And they ended up letting them.
Mm-hmm. H-E-R? Who's H-E-R? Her.
Oh, my God, we've been through this for years.
No, we have not been.
Yeah, I know. Who, you say
Lil
all
Nas
the
X.
Time.
Lil Nas X, I know who. I recognize that name.
Okay, that's great. But we've been through her since Kara was here. I mean, it's been years. Yes, it's just her.
I'm taking that to heart. All right, so let's keep going. Britney Spears.
Yeah, you'll be watching the Grammys.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
All right, so what about Britney Spears? I would watch Britney Spears. I would like to have...
Bet you would.
Oh, stop it, will you please?
Well, no, so this is big news. It's Britney Spears' lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, who was part of the getting her out of her conservatorship battle. He is signing on with legendary artist Peter Max's daughter, Libra Max, to get him freed from his conservatorship, which has isolated him. The whole purpose of his conservatorship was to keep him away from his second wife, who was accused of neglect and taking advantage of him for having Alzheimer's disease. Well, she died in 2019, but yet the guardianship still stands. So he's going to be working on getting Peter Max freed.
Enter the contest. Don't forget to do that on our social media. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Even with the recent discovery of a new COVID-19 strain that is supposedly a variant of concern, according to the World Health Organization, the White House's Office of Management and Budget is telling federal agencies behind the scenes that they should refrain from suspending or firing federal workers who have not complied with Biden's vaccine mandate until the holidays are over. That's according to a memo obtained by ABC News. In a video posted to Twitter, rapid gunfire can be heard in the River North neighborhood in Chicago early Sunday, WBBM-TV reported. Two men were wounded in the shooting. Gun violence continued on the streets of Chicago over Thanksgiving weekend, with police reporting that 3 people were killed, 26 left wounded, including a teen trying to buy drugs. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Now there are smash-and-grab arrests in Los Angeles.
At least four men have been arrested in connection with two coordinated ransackings of a Home Depot outside of Los Angeles. This comes as two Nordstroms, a Louis Vuitton, and a CVS in the area have also been targets of similar crimes. Los Angeles police officer Dion Joseph, appearing on Fox News, explains what he thinks is causing the spike in crime.
They have free, complete reign because our politicians and even our district attorneys, their ideas are more important than victims of crime or protecting their property. So it's a whole different environment right now. Until that changes, we're never going to have, or the citizens are never going to have the support that they need for us to help them.
San Francisco law states that a theft under $950 is only a misdemeanor. Critics believe this makes law enforcement less likely to pursue an arrest and prosecutors less inclined to go after certain cases. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Republican officials in Florida, Iowa, Tennessee, and Kansas are preparing state-level aid designed to help those dislocated by President Joe Biden's sweeping vaccine mandates. Specifically, GOP lawmakers are looking to change unemployment rules in those states to allow those who are fired or forced to quit due to their refusal to take the vaccine to be eligible for unemployment benefits. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Yes, we're ready for another half hour of the DJV program, celebrating Thanksgiving, the entree into the Christmas season, which for me has already been kind of ruined, because the Christmas music, it's too early. I was listening, and I find my, was it last weekend? Yeah, I think last weekend I was driving around, we were delivering things from the farm, some hay and stuff.
Do you want to take a break for a second? I know, right? It's like hear me, Ajita, like, listening to you. And it's in a different way than normal.
A deep cleansing breath.
Yes, okay, deep breath. Okay, so anyway, the idea of...
anger about Jingle Bells?
No, it's not anger. I would like to have, as long as we're going to have Christmas music, let's have some different Christmas music, not the same stuff played
like
over and over and over again. I don't know, different versions of songs by...
There's
different artists, upbeat stuff, but
there's a lot of that.
Yeah, the problem is that you also have to, I mean, first of all, there aren't that many Christmas songs, so you're hearing the same songs done different ways over and over again. But part of the reason people like it is because it's recognizable and it's comforting.
I'm not suggesting that isn't
the case.
Like it
because it reminds us of our childhood. Or
yeah, but it's just, there are so many different versions. Come up with some different versions. If I were the program director, I'd take every one top 100 Christmas song list that I could find and then blend them all together with as many different artists. Because I remember when I was a program director of a music station back in heavens, I was a kid, but I remember looking at the lists and thinking, what do I like? And then, you know, kind of pairing it together. What do I know? What do I recognize? And you come up with a really kind of good list of stuff. Today everything's computerized and anyway. So, celebrating, however, began early this past weekend on a California freeway. I saw this at first. How does it happen that an armored car has the back door open and the money in the bags that's supposed to be secure apparently is loose and flies all over Interstate 5?
Best day ever.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, did they do some investigating into how this was insanity? You saw people just, the highway just stopped. Everybody was getting out of their car, running around. And most of you probably saw the video of this, right?
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
It's amazing it didn't cause, I mean, people are just jumping out of cars and grabbing
on that road,
money. Woo! It's amazing people weren't hit, you know, who were squatting down trying to pick up money. It was just chaos. Yep. It's crazy.
And then the stupidity of the
And I think the driver
California.
Just ran. I think he just abandoned the truck because someone on TikTok had a video of, and they walked up to the armored vehicle and there was no one there. And they were like, wow, I guess the guy just left when he realized
what happened.
But how
do you, this is so, it's really crazy. Those things are so secure, how the door isn't closed, how it is that there is money in the truck that's just loose and just flows.
I mean, I thought at first it was a robbery gone wrong because it just felt like, for all the reasons that you're listing, it just felt very kind of like Bush League, like what's going on here with this person driving this armored vehicle. And it just felt, I don't know. I don't even know. Have they found the person who was in charge of the truck?
No, Jennifer has nothing
I
to say,
no,
so apparently not.
I don't know. No, I don't know if they found him or not. I just saw the videos, like you guys. I have
no
idea.
Did you talk about it on your local L.A. program?
No, we didn't yesterday.
You didn't?
This was south. This was San Diego-ish, right? Wasn't this a little south?
Was it
Carlsbad?
Yeah,
it was Carlsbad.
Carlsbad. So how does this work? The CHP then says to the public, you must bring that money in. You must turn it.
Right.
Here, officer, I only have $128 bill.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Return the $5 I found.
Right, exactly. That's so unbelievably foolish. Yeah, we're going to turn the money in. Yep. Okay, that's good. Today, we have the opportunity to celebrate Drinksgiving, the ultimate homecoming celebration, so Victoria says. Local bars.
I didn't make this up.
You didn't?
No, this is so accurate. This is like the unofficial high school reunion day.
This is the biggest drinking night of the year. This actually trumps New Year's Eve.
And everybody goes out.
So Uber and Lyft will be very busy, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's
what
it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got my Uber all set. Thanks very much, Jay.
That's when I used to feel alive on the inside. We used to go out all the time on Wednesday for Thanksgiving.
It is.
Not anymore. I'll be asleep by 9:30. Guarantee
like,
it.
No joke, I owe my entire career in radio to Drinksgiving. So I had no idea. I was home visiting, because that's what everyone does. You go home to visit your family, and then you meet up with people that, you know, live nearby that you haven't seen forever. And so I went home to New Jersey. I was living in the city, and I went out with a group of friends that I hadn't seen, ran into literally a kid who I hadn't seen in probably 15 years. He grew up down the street from me. And he said, oh, you need to meet my fiance. And she worked for a staffing agency she literally got me the job at Sirius. I never would have gotten into radio at all had it not been for that sort of chance encounter on Drinksgiving.
So, John, you should thank
the force of good.
Thank Drinksgiving for the gift of me in your life.
Drinksgiving. Okay, I'll drink to that. Meanwhile, the president and the vice president is going to be out helping local food kitchens in, he's down in Nantucket. Where is she?
They're in D.C. I think they're all in the D.C. area, and then he and Jill Biden go to
Nantucket. He's at, like, some billionaire's house, isn't he?
What?
They go to Nantucket every year, so I don't know if it's... I don't know if they own a place.
There are plenty of billionaires' houses in Nantucket.
Yeah,
to say
that's like some billionaire compound, I think.
Yeah, right. Well, Obama goes down there. Didn't Obama buy a place?
He goes to the vineyard. No.
Oh, he goes to
Obama
the vineyard.
Yeah, they go to the vineyard. Yeah.
Okay. My sister goes... They have a house down in Martha's Vineyard. And I called her yesterday, and she was on the boat already on the way over there. At any rate.
Say what you will about Trump. I would have done what his family did for the holidays. He stayed in the White House every single year for holidays. And you better believe I would do that,
who would have
too.
Invited him for Thanksgiving dinner?
I thought he was at Mar-a-Lago for Thanksgiving and Christmas. He was at Mar-a-Lago every weekend.
I know he stayed Christmas at the White House. Maybe he did go to Mar-a-Lago for Thanksgiving, but I know he spent a holiday there because they all came over and they were like, they made a big deal about how if you could spend Christmas in the White House, why wouldn't you? I know at least he did that a couple of the years. I never know. You couldn't peel me out of that place. If I were the president. Oh, yeah. If I were the president, I would have huge
Jennifer Horn for president. Yay!
But the thing is, like, that people forget is that it's basically like saying you want to stay in your office, you know, for the holiday. So, I mean, I know you spend a lot of time in your
White House. Your office is the White House. I would absolutely stay.
Okay, this is going to be the most vegan Thanksgiving ever, apparently. Vegan bakers, chefs across the country facing demand like they've never had before as households prepare. There's a lot of catering going on. That's pretty much what you're doing, Victoria, right?
Mm-hmm.
Catering,
yep.
Having it get there. Somebody else told me they were going to Wegmans, and I'm trying to remember who it was. But then there are a lot of... I talked to somebody yesterday who was making already pies and the turkey because she's having 14 people over. And there was the neighbor that I stopped at last night to have the pie. She has 48 people in her family that are coming for Thanksgiving. And I remember she invited Meredith and me over there one Thanksgiving, and it was wonderful just to be among all those people and forget everything else. It was just kind of it was neat. They're wonderful people. Anyway, but can you imagine cooking for 48?
That'd be something so Jennifer overwhelming.
Yeah, it would be. So what are you doing, Jay? You just, the three of you, right? You're not going
to do it. Yeah, it's lazy Thanksgiving. Half the stuff we're making.
Why didn't you stay at your father's house for Thanksgiving? You're up
because
there this
week. We don't spend Thanksgiving there. That's the one hump. Because my husband and I, our families are from the same. Wait, hold on, everybody. My family is, and his family are at the same, in the same area. And Thanksgiving is the one holiday that it almost overlaps. And it's just too hectic trying to get to both places. So ever since we moved to Tennessee, we're like, Thanksgiving's the one day we're not coming home.
Plant-based meat sales are up like you wouldn't believe. This year, mostly because there's not a lot of turkey around anyway. Whole Foods says its survey showed more than half of the people want vegan options. And half of that is that they know they can't get turkeys, and the other half is because they're...
But the turkey thing is actually not true. The turkey thing turned out to be kind of a bust with the whole, you can't get a turkey. Yeah, turkeys were everywhere. And the some of the things that were more limited were the side dishes. So, and just in general,
cranberries
people
have been a problem. The turkey thing is that there were a lot of stores who got their supplies in, like, bursts. So there were a lot of places, like Trader Joe's, that would say, turkeys are coming on XYZ, on XYZ whenever they were there. The other thing is that there are only big turkeys that seem to be available this year. So a lot of the people who were looking for smaller turkeys are having to buy, like, 20 pounds plus
or small
birds, right? Yeah.
Well, and is it also based on where you are? Because it feels like some areas, like cranberry and stuffing and all of that stuff, was a little bit more minimized. But other places, we have not, in both Tennessee and Ohio, I haven't seen a lack of anything.
Yeah, me neither. In New Jersey, we're...
Well, maybe it's in more news media hype then. I'm just looking at some of the things from the Farm Bureau.
I feel like it was one Costco store that Jen's dad went to, and then the rumor went from that one store not having toilet paper.
There's been a lot of reports, and I think it does have to do with where you live, because much of it is about the gaps in the supply chain, right, and getting things to people. So a lot of stuff is trucking issues, and so canned cranberries and those kinds of things, I think, are what people are having the most trouble with.
You could buy turkey in Chicago, 49 cents a pound.
Well, everything is the cost is what is I think noticeable this year. And again, messaging matters. I think there it was during the summer when there's a lot of celebration about how the cost of the 4th of July meal or the barbecue went down 16 cents. And now that the price of Thanksgiving is up, well, it's more about saying, well, you can handle that, can't you? Well, some American families can't.
Your local farmer. Thank your local farmer. Buy local. Thank the farmer. Okay, so Thanksgiving also marks the 50th anniversary of the birth of the Egg McMuffin. I like that, boys and girls. The Egg McMuffin got started 50 years ago on Thanksgiving. The Egg McMuffin. So, as a matter of fact,
I don't mean to real-time fact-check here. Are you sure it wasn't last Thursday?
Wasn't last Thursday? What do you mean? No, No. And as a matter of fact, McDonald's now
away for like 63 cents.
They were giving away.
I'm going to go with Jen
cents.
On this.
Of course you are. You never go
Let's
with
do
me.
Let's do a quick Google.
Well,
anyway,
we do need to fact check you a lot. I mean,
McDonald's
just,
purchases 5% of all the eggs produced in our country, and almost 10% of all the potatoes that are produced in this country. Do you know that? About McDonald's.
I know about the potatoes.
Yeah.
I didn't know potatoes.
Potatoes.
Yeah, the birthday of the McMuffin is November 18th.
The birthday of the McMuffin is what?
November 18th, last Thursday.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Jen.
And then she said,
this is why I have faith in Jen.
Really? That's why you have faith in Jen.
I just remember doing the story of the
right,
birthday. It was 63 cents.
Right.
Like, either I'm having a seizure or the story's over.
Hopefully you're not having a seizure. Happy Thanksgiving. Have an Egg McMuffin on the house. It's 48 past the hour.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, holiday traditions.
They're the best.
Agreed. So I went to Kohl's and got 40% off Cuddle Duds throws for movie night and 40% off outerwear.
Ooh, for caroling?
More like sledding. Also got an Amazon Echo Show 8 so the kids can bake with grandma.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That was the extra 25% I saved and the Kohl's cash I got.
I take it saving's one of your favorite traditions, too.
You know it.
Select styles. Offers end December 8th. Some exclusions apply. Amazon coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thanksgiving to Warren Eckstein, who's celebrating 40 years of being on the air, among other things. We'll celebrate Thanksgiving with your pet, with advice from Warren on things you should not be feeding your cat and you should not be feeding your dog. There are all kinds of Thanksgiving recommendations. Mostly, we've talked about this for years, and I think, look at his common sense, Warren. Turkey bones are not like beef bones in that they splinter, right? So you should never
be giving
your
dog beef bones or turkey bones, or you should be giving your dog any bones. That's the
any bones, no bones,
any bones, no bones
okay.
at all,
no bones about it. Okay, any so that's bones. Rule number one. What about all the other things, the foods? This is something that I'm sure you feel you must have a laundry list of things. To not do flour and gravy, that can't be good for them, stuff like that, right?
Well, a lot of stuff. Anything that you're going to add on. If you want to give your dog a little plain turkey or your cat a little plain turkey, I don't have a problem with that, but it's the trimmings and the butter and the fatty foods that go into that and the skin and the flour, all that stuff, as you said, that goes into it. But, you know, let me take you a different direction. These are all the things you should never give your pet over Thanksgiving. Onions, don't give them raisins, no grapes, keep the sweets away. But on the other hand, and no rolls, by the way, but what could you give your dog on Thanksgiving? It's their holiday, too. So I took a different approach this year. Number one, give me your dog a little bit of sweet potato. That's fine. Yeah. Regular potato, that's fine. A little apples are fine. A little turkey meat, no bones, no skin, that's fine. Green beans, fine. Pumpkin, as long as it's not part of a pumpkin pie, if it's all natural pumpkin, it's great for dogs. And even a little frozen yogurt if they want dessert.
What's so the matter with pumpkin pie?
But it has a lot of it has xylitol.
Spices in it, yeah.
But it has xylitol and the sweetening. Xylitol is very deadly to animals, so you just don't want to use that. So just plain pumpkin. I use, you know, if my dogs get a little upset stomach, I'll get a plain pumpkin in a can. I'll give them a little pumpkin, and it really helps them out. So those are things you can give your pet, but you got to stay away. Just use common sense. In other words, anything that sounds like it could be dangerous for your dog or cat is dangerous for your dog or cat. And the other thing that's critical is people have company over, and this is going to be a year that a lot of people. people are going to get together because last year they couldn't. So what's right. going to happen is your dog's going to be going crazy and there's going to be other people. Have a little bowl with healthy dog treats available so your guests can do that. And as I say, always know where your pet is. And Easter time and Christmas time and Thanksgiving time, everyone brings flowers. No amaryllis, no baby's breath, no sweet William, no ferns, no hydrangeas, no lilies. Keep those away. And here's a number I'm going to give you. This is the number for the ASPCA poison control hotline. If you assume or think that your dog or cat has been poisoned or ate something it shouldn't, call this number, 888-426-4435. That's 888-426-4435. Just be conscious where your pet is, where your dog or cat is, and make sure that no one else in the house is giving them food that could be dangerous to them as well.
You know, one of the things that you are big on is animal welfare. Did you know that crabs and lobsters are now being considered protected beings under the British rule of thumb? They have to take, because animals like crabs and lobsters feel pain, distress, and harm. So I wonder how far does that go? Or can it go, or should it go? I mean,
thanks
you know,
to my buddy Paul McCartney who brought that up with the lobster years ago. It's outrageous to me that someone can take something alive and put it in boiling water and assume it's not going to feel pain.
Mm-hmm. Or well, you can hear them scream.
That's yeah. the myth. You can't. But you can't. But yes, I agree that that is horrible. And yeah, boiling lobsters mm-hmm. alive is just awful.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And any time there's any
a lot of chefs don't do that anymore. Like a lot of high end chefs will just you know. They'll kill it first and then boil it.
But how do you
kill
a lobster? Yeah,
but at the same time,
they'll
be serving something
right through the head. Yeah,
ooh,
It's faster. It's more humane.
When you see people just throw them in boiling water, that's always made me crazy. I've actually gotten in trouble sometimes for protesting in front of places that do that.
Really?
But then again, I've gotten in trouble lots of times for some of the stuff I've done.
Hmm. Brad, when you were in New York, did you participate in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? They have
absolutely.
Animals and what do they do with it? Animals are not allowed in those parades, are they?
Mm-mm.
I think they are. I think they are allowed in the parades. You have to get special permits for them. But the horses.
I've never seen an animal
horses.
In the parade.
I'm trying
I think
to think
it's a very. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one.
I've seen maybe a dog on a float. If it was, you know, I remember when Annie was a big movie.
Oh,
they had a dog on a float or something.
Right.
But other than that, I don't see animals. Other parades, yeah, but not specifically the Thanksgiving Day parade.
So the first Thanksgiving, were there animals around? Did the people that came over from England, did they bring dogs and cats with them?
No, they brought cats. They had cats with them because they had to keep the roads under control, and the Native Americans had specific dogs. In fact, the Native American dog is a specific breed I'll talk to you about in the future.
Oh, all right. That's good to remember. All right. Well, it's a happy Thanksgiving to Warren and all the gang and to you from the DJV show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.